Alderman Nicholas Spisato is not here to talk about Tina Turner, but you have to have some kind of memory of her. Had you heard that she passed?
Lisa, I did not hear that. I love Tina Turner, a great singer and a more awesome dancer. So, and one of the most beautiful pair of legs you would ever see anywhere. And I heard that her legs were insured. So,
that's right. That's right. They did insure her legs, didn't they?
Alderman, you're not supposed to go right to her legs.
Yeah, well, she's an awesome performer, let me tell you.
Alderman Spisato, you got quite a few boos last night. What happened at the meeting?
I dispute that, Lisa. I mean, I was wrongly depicted how the event went. I got more cheers than I got for jeers. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, people were, some were disappointed, some were happy. But anytime you try to ambush the community with something, that's where there's a problem. And I only found out about this by accident, by an anonymous phone call to my office. And it took me about a week to figure out what was going on and get a commitment from the city to have a community meeting. So, with a four-day notice, we ended up with 500 people at my meeting and we were turning people away.
But I got to tell you, I love that you required people show their ID so you didn't have people who didn't have, quote, skin in the game, as John Williams would say. You had the neighbors who had a right to be there and had a right to have their voice be heard.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this happened on the South Side as well. It's happening everywhere. You know, we all know it to be not in my backyard. Everybody wants to help, but they have some legitimate concerns and some are exaggerated concerns. What was the biggest concern you saw voiced last night at the meeting about moving asylum seekers into Wilbur Wright College?
I would say about the school, what's going to go on at the school and what's going on with them. So as you know, I mean, they're there. What are they going to do with them all day? I doubt they're going to be all sitting in there all day. So what happens from 7 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night when they could leave? I believe, and I've been very critical of the president for this. Some people attacked Governor Abbott last night, but the president needs to give these people work permits because these people are here to work and make a life for their family. They're not here to rape and pillage and steal. They want to work, but they can't work. So that's the problem.
But if they're here to work and not rape, pillage, and steal, what's the problem with them walking around your neighborhood from 7 to 7?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, if idle time is not a good thing, maybe. I don't know what people are thinking. I mean, or just...
Well, but what are you thinking? Alderman, you're the boss there. What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm not concerned about them. These are dirt poor people that want to make a better living for their family. And I'm confident I heard from many of people in my community that want to do stuff, bring them food, bring them clothes, maybe take them for the day. I had a friend of mine who doesn't live in Chicago, lives in Oak Park, takes exchange students all the time. She wants to adopt a family and take them in. And I've been telling the city that they ought to start an adopt a family program, but it keeps falling on deaf ears to say, hey, you want to do something? Sign up. You talk a big game, take a family in for a while and let them get on their feet. And then we have shelter for more people. But
yes,
for some reason, the city thinks it's a bad idea.
I just don't get how we can't sponsor families through churches or through organizations, because there are people willing to open their homes and they shouldn't be sleeping on the floors of police stations. It seems like an easy fix, but I don't understand what's happening either.
And that was my biggest problem, sleeping on the floors of police station, both for the police and for the asylum seekers. I mean, like I say, it wasn't my idea. I'm not against it. I wouldn't say I'm for it, but drastic times call for drastic measures, and it is what it is. And they're confident they got the room for a couple of months. I'm just not confident that come August the 1st, they're going to be out of there.
Right, because school will be back in session. That college will need to be utilized by the students enrolled there, right?
Well, it's in session now for summer school, but yes, it'll be in full time, full-blown, regular classes and everything. But I'm just find a place for them, and it's August the 1st. What are you going to say? Sorry, folks, you're on the street, you're back in the police stations. Nobody really had an answer for that.
This is 38th Ward Alderman Nick Spisato. Last night there was a big meeting on the Northwest Side, and many of the concerns and basically it comes down to fear. Many of the fears were shared when they wanted to move asylum seekers into South Shore High School. And much like what happened there is what happened here. You didn't know about it. The neighbors were blindsided. Nobody knew it was going to happen until and they found out by last night. But at that point, tempers are flared.
Right. I mean, this wasn't a take a vote, raise your hand if you're for it or if you're against it. it was a done deal, and I just insisted at least let the community know what's going on. And it's a terrible thing when people hear about it secondhand, as I did. You know, I didn't appreciate that. And nobody consulted me. Nobody let me know. Had it not been for an anonymous phone call, I probably would have never known about this until the last minute.
And Alderman, I understand that you just finished up with the first city council meeting with the new mayor, Brandon Johnson. How was he received? Yeah. Did he get any wins today?
Very well. I thought he did an awesome job. He was very comfortable, very confident. He was a bit humorous. I mean, he had a very good first meeting. He was not your typical freshman mayor. I've been with three of them now, and he just seemed very confident and comfortable and a bit humorous. He was quite humorous, you know, just joking around about a few things. So I believe he won 50 people over today, the way he handled his first meeting.
He got his committee plan approved, but the migrant plan or proposal was put off. So let's go back to that a little bit. Why was that put off in the city council today?
Well, I'll tell you why I believe it's put off, and I was voting no on this, and I didn't see this coming. There was rumors that the administration said, yes, they thought this may happen. It was put off because, and I can't speak for the three to put it off, but as I feel, they feel the same way. If this money is for everybody, they support it. The money is only for the asylum seekers. And I've told the administration, they asked me today, we got your vote? And I'm like, no. All you have to do is tell me this $51 million is for all homeless people, then I support it. It can't be just for them. So I guess they didn't want to budge on that, and I guess it'll get passed on Wednesday. But at this point, I can't speak for the three that DMP'd it, but I was voting no on it because it's not for everybody. The homeless veteran down the street in your neighborhood, or I have a homeless guy actually three blocks away from Wright College in my neighborhood, guess what? He can't go there. So,
has there been other money allocated through the city to address the homeless issue? Is that independent of this crisis that the city is facing?
Well, the answer to that is this $1 million is only going to last for 2 months. So 2 months is going to happen real fast. And there's more and more busloads or plane loads coming from Texas. So this is a drop in the bucket. We have, and this $51 million is a drop in a bucket to take care of this situation.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. I'm so glad that you clarified that you got more jeers than sneers last night, or however you put it, because
well,
you're right.
Yeah, jeers or cheers, right. I mean, unfortunately, all the media, including your own station, a little disappointed with the media saying that, oh, this was a contentious meeting and this and that, and, you know, I'm not going to say it was a happy meeting. Everybody was jumping for joy about it, but people had their say, and, you know, that who supported, who didn't support it. But I'd say, you know, 95%+ of the people were very respectful and just interested to hear what was going on. And 50 people did sign up to speak. And that was it. Only 50 out of 500 that wanted to speak. I guess they're, well, I'm sorry, 50 signed up. Some people passed because I'm guessing their questions were answered.
Right. And so you're saying people left happy?
Oh, I'm saying some left happy, some left sad. Right. I'm not saying they left happy. I'd say, you know, people left probably the same way they came in, you know, not happy about the situation, fear of the unknown, so on and so forth. So the people that came happy left happy. The people that came sad left sad.
Thank you so much for joining us, Alderman.
All right. Pleasure. Thank you.
Alderman Nicholas Passato, always a joy to talk to. He represents the 38th Ward. If you want to talk about Tina, pick up the phone, 312-981-7200. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.